So in regards to blood, we've done plasma, which you said was about 55% of our blood. That's the liquid portion containing a bunch of proteins, electrolytes, you name it. And then we moved on to red blood cells. We said that was about 99% of our formed elements. Now we need to do the other part of our formed elements. And the next one we're going to do is called white blood cells or leukocytes. When they measure them, they usually want less than about 10 to 12,000 per microliter of blood. Any level beyond that would indicate something like an infection or some other disorder going on because you have elevated white blood cells. You can always remember the basic function of white blood cells is to fight off infection. There are five types. I like to use the mnemonic, never let my engine blow, 60-30-8-2-0, just because it helps you understand their names and then also their orders of abundancy. So when we say never, we mean neutrophils, and that's about 60% of your white blood cells. The L stands for lymphocytes. That's about 30% of your white blood cells. My would be monocytes. That's about 8% of your white blood cells. Engine E would be eosinophils. That's around 2%. And then B would be basophils, which is less than 1% of our white blood cells. What do you want to remember? N for neutrophils. Neutrophils, the most abundant. They are phagocytic. So think of it like Pac-Man swimming around in your bloodstream, eating things indiscriminately and non-specifically. Oftentimes high in a bacterial infection if they're running a CBC with DIF and they're trying to differentiate those white blood cells. And neutrophils are a very big component of your pus if you have pus in a certain infection. L stood for lymphocytes. Lymphocytes are very, very important. Okay, it's about 30% of your white blood cells. They're going to differentiate into T and B lymphocytes. Very, very important in specific immunity. We're going to build on this later, okay? Sometimes they will say that lymphocytes are elevated in viral infections, but to be honest, they can be elevated in every infection. M stood for monocytes. Very unique. They're about 8% of our white blood cells. Monocytes will differentiate when they get into your tissues. We're going to rename them macrophages. They are phagocytic, similar to neutrophils, but they have a kind of another additional role in that they can also be antigen presenting cells. When we go back to T lymphocytes, in order to activate T lymphocytes, the macrophage, because it's phagocytic, is going to engulf the microorganism, chew it up, and present it to your T cells to activate them. So that's what they mean by antigen presentation. So that is our monocytes and macrophages. Then we go, also from a lab standpoint, they would like to say that oftentimes if you have a high monocyte count, it could be a chronic infection of some sort. The E stood for eosinophils. What you want to remember for eosinophils is that they are high in parasitic infections, like a parasitic worm, like pinworms, tapeworms. That can be an issue there. And then also eosinophils can also be high in allergic responses. Okay, but very few of our white blood cells are eosinophils. Lastly, we had basophils. Basophils are high in allergic reactions. Remember the two chemicals known as heparin and histamine. They are released from basophils. Heparin is a blood thinner. It kind of helps increase blood flow to an area. And histamine is a vasodilator, meaning it's going to open our blood vessels to increase blood flow, and a bronchoconstrictor. Okay, it's going to take your airways and kind of close them. And that's what gets the shortness of breath in certain allergic reactions that people get with seasonal allergies and so on and so forth with that. Always remember, like an antihistamine, people that take, if they're taking like Claritin or Benadryl, those by effect would be a bronchodilator and a vasoconstrictor. It'll do the opposite effects of histamine. So that's what I want you guys to remember for white blood cells.